Neil, congratulations. The third piece of silverware this summer and a good run out, especially in the first half.
Yeah, fantastic, Ben. Firstly, you know, the cup that I'm holding here, Sam Harding Memorial Trophy, is something that we're going to participate in every year. Wonderful lad, life taken far too soon, but it's important that we have events like this to celebrate Sam's life. And, you know, what a great turnout from his friends, his family, Ashton supporters, FC United supporters. So, you know, it marks a remarkable occasion. But like I said to the lads, you know, we have won a couple of bits of silverware in the last few weeks, and it's important that we carry on the unbeaten streak in pre-season. And when there's a trophy up for grabs, we want to go and win it. And, you know, winning breeds a little bit of success. So we're happy to win the trophy. And like you said, the first half, I thought we were excellent.
Talking about the performances in the first half, before the game, I was speaking to a supporter and we were talking about 1 to 11, who's Neil going to pick? And we weren't too dissimilar in our starting 11. But then we saw that first half and a few players have really thrown themselves into the mix. And we shouldn't be surprised, really. The first one I want to talk about is Michael Donoghue. He was running the show, wasn't he, in that first half? Quite a brilliant performance from him.
He was incredible. I'll go back to the weekend. I think one of the fans said, you know, how are you going to pick 16 for the first game of the season? I said it'd be easy, and then you watch that tonight, and I'm not sure if it will be. You know, Halls and Taylor back in, Kurt Sobeng back in, Vincent back in, Donoghue back in, Smith back in. So, yeah, it's going to be tough, but all the lads can do is keep giving a good account of themselves. And I thought first half, some of the football we played, again, Linney and Max McCarthy down the middle, you know, the wide areas. I thought Guy Hall was amazing, that left back, again, a really good account of himself. Lavercomb didn't have a great deal to do, but he was, you know, he was always, if we needed to be called upon, we've got a good squad, you know, and we talk about that giddyometer, you know, we said it before, and I'm sure that people will start saying, you know, they look strong, they look good, but it is only pre-season, you know, it is, and it's just nice to come off the back of a Jersey weekend. It was a bit warmer than it is tonight.
I know. Me and you've made the same mistake.
Yeah, I know we have, yeah. Yeah. But then, you know, the lads that didn't get a run out tonight got rested, you know, your Curtis Jones, Charlie Ennis, your Tom Murray's, Harry McGee's, etc. You know, they're going to benefit from the rest as well, but it's a good squad. You know, somehow I've got to get it down to 16 before, well, on the 13th of August, but before then, big games coming up, Doncaster, yeah. Liverpool, you know, and so on.
So what are you expecting for Doncaster? Are you expecting a strong Doncaster or trainees or trialists or what we're thinking?
I think they'll bring the first team. You know, I think they know that the setup's really good, the pitch is really good. They promised us the game. You know, I think they're bringing 200, 250, so good away following for Doncaster. I think they'll bring the good hit. And listen, even if they bring some, you know, reserve team, they're all professional footballers, they're training 5 days a week, so it's going to be a really good test. And it's that game, I'm not, no disrespect to any team that we play, but it is that game that you look at, you know, football league status, you think, right, now we've got a challenge. And then straight after that, City, Liverpool, then Banbury, you ran away with it. And then, you know, Macclesfield and then Clitheroe. So we've got, I'd say, a really hard running now. And, you know, come August the 13th, the 16th should pick itself.
Just a final call, basically, for Saturday. Woods always reminding me, obviously, this is the first time we played Doncaster with a crowd. So get yourself down to Broadhurst Park on Saturday.
Listen, if they're listening tonight, it's not a beg, but what I will say is that night at Broadhurst Park, you know, it would help clubs like FC United significantly. You know, money coming through the gate. Although we made a lot of money in prize funding, you know, we probably would have had 4,500 there that night, which would have done us wonders. We're just urging people, if you are bored Saturday afternoon or you want to come and see that game that no one saw, you know, live, then please come down. I'd love to see 2,000, you know, on Saturday. And I know it's only pre-season and people have got other things to do, but I'm really hopeful that we can just get a little bit in the coffers, you know, come pre-season and, you know, take it from there. But, you know, the big thing is we played him on TV and we lost 5-1 and that still hurts. You know, although everyone said you should have got beat, it was Doncaster, it still hurts to lose at 5-1. So we want to rectify that. I think we're a stronger side now than what we was then. So, you know, we're going to put lads to the test and see how they do Saturday. But really looking forward to it. Lads are back in training tomorrow night. No rest for them. And then we'll get ready for Saturday.
Well, Neil, congratulations again on another piece of silverware. Have a lovely evening and catch up on Saturday.
Brilliant. Thanks, Ben.